approve those forms or policies if they include the cost of defense within the, in the.
May I ask a question?
You'd have to ask them exactly what the statutory authority is that they might rely on. Really, they rely on the other powers and whatnot that they have to affect that end.
Thank you, that is the answer.
This question is to any one of you that can answer it. Are we then trying to correct a problem that does not currently exist?
I would say the problem doesn't exist in any great degree in Oregon. It's something we're trying to head off before it gets here. We expect that it will, starting in California, and we expect that it will be here.
This is another California virus?
Nip it in the bud, yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, did you ever get an answer on whether the amendments were acceptable or not?
Madam Chair.
It's late. Did I get an answer on that question?
Madam Chair, could I address that question?
Yes.
My name is John Powell. I represent State Farm Insurance Company and North Pacific Insurance Company. I would like to be able to get an answer directly from the clients concerning that amendment. I think in terms of practical effect, it says it has been pointed out to the committee, we cannot use any forms of insurance without getting them approved by the division. And currently, you have to file a fee when you change a form, submit the form, and they have a section on rates and forms in the insurance division, and the people were here, but apparently had to leave. So they would be a resource that I would think you would want to hear from. And secondly, we could get back to you before your next meeting, I would think, in terms of the acceptability of that language.
Great. I appreciate that. Let me kind of put the cap on the discussion here because it's late. We've all been here for a long time. We'll schedule this for a short public hearing and a work session on March 1st. And if you would get back to your people with the language of the amendment, the committee will strive between now and then to understand what it is that we're doing, if anything. And we'll meet again on this in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Minnis.
In conjunction with that, I think it would be prudent, too, for the people who ask for the introduction of the bill to try to come up with some problem areas that we're dealing with. I see it right now. It isn't an existing problem right now. So I'd like to see some examples of where it really is a problem and why we're doing what we're doing.
I know. I see that Mr. Williamson is taking notes up there, Representative Minnis. And
one.
Yes, Representative Clark.
One other question for Mr. Williamson. I asked the gentleman from the Surplus Lines Association about what other states do. If you have a different opinion on that or any different information, I'm really interested in what other states do with this.
Thank you. We're now concluding our public hearing on House Bill 2429, and we are in work session on House Bill 2421. The chair will move House Bill 2421 to a full committee with a due pass recommendation. This was the first bill that we heard testimony on this afternoon. It removes the prohibition against injured workers covered by workers' compensation law pursuing claims against public bodies. Everybody understands what the motion is. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Representative Maddox.
I'd like to just reiterate what I presented in the way of questions, but really was a concern that I think I've not had satisfactorily explained away, which is why a person who happens to have workers' compensation coverage these days cannot seek relief from the government or a government entity purely because the person happens to have workers' compensation coverage. I would note that in regard to that coverage, there are laws that allow the insurers who provide that coverage to have a lien against the recovery. My guess is that when the liability for the government entities was being pushed through in 1967, this wasn't much of a concern because there had just been a shift over and until 1967 or so, perhaps 68, I'm not sure of the exact year, but about that time, the workers' compensation coverage was always provided under government programs. And in fact, there were jury trials in those days for workers' compensation. So you either went to court and sued, in effect, for workers' comp benefits, or you could sue the government. It was seen as an alternative approach. And either way, the government was the provider. And times have changed, and I didn't hear any strong testimony today to convince me that we should do anything but eliminate this distinction. Thank you.
Are there other comments?
Actually, for the record, being convinced that not a route towards doing the exclusive remedy provision of workers' compensation was my largest concern. That concern has been satisfied.
Appreciate that. Any other comments? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
No.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Vincent?
Aye.
Mannix?
Yes.
Minnis?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Motion passes. Carrier to the full committee. Volunteer. Representative Edmondson. Oh, Representative Bond. would you like to change your vote, Representative Bond?
No.
Representative Edmondson. Thank you. Yes, all of the other bills are continued to March 1st, and we are adjourned.